The next reading assignment and lesson is all about the preparatory stage of piano. In this lesson, we'll be discussing all the things a piano beginner will be learning, as well as what materials I recommend for students at this level. As I mentioned many times previously, I believe a good method book series is crucial in the beginner phase. By the time you reach an intermediate level in piano, which is grade 3 and beyond, you will have outgrown method books. The method series I'm familiar with and recommend are Alfred's and Piano Adventures, but if there's another series you'd like to use instead, do your research and go right ahead. How long does the beginner stage take? For 95% of students, it'll take 2.5 to 5 years to get through the beginner stage of piano. Even motivated students tend only to average 30 minutes of practice a day, 6 days a week. That means in a year, you'll have practiced about 156 hours. I estimate 6 months to a year to complete each of the adult beginner books, or approximately 156 hours per book. Beyond that, there are 1 to 3 more leveled books, which will take 6 months to a year each to complete, again, about 156 hours each. For children and more casual adult students, or adult students who have a significant physical challenge, such as poor mobility of the fingers, it'll take something more like 5 years. But motivated adults can often reduce this time by half if they're consistent. What are you learning at a preparatory level, the musical kindergarten level? Before you even peek at grade 1 material, there's a 1 to 2 year period of musical kindergarten to work through. During this kindergarten phase, you'll learn all the basics of piano, including how to read music, basic notation, rhythms, fingering, intervals, etc., time signatures, basic terminology and signs like tempo, dynamics, and so on, common scales and keys, as well as basic chords, most major and minor chords, and extras like seventh chords, diminished chords, and so on. I would recommend really digging into these basics for at least a year. There's a temptation for students endowed with physical dexterity to fly through the beginner stages. Except for rare cases, I don't recommend this approach. You want to make sure that the foundation of your piano learning is strong enough to last a lifetime. It would be a pain to skip over the rudiments just to have to go back later and make many corrections. What you'll learn at a preparatory level. At a preparatory level, and before you enter grade 1, you want to make sure you have a secure grasp of the following skills and concepts. We'll list these concepts below and then discuss each in turn. Physical. Proper piano posture. One of the first videos I recorded for Piano TV was about proper posture, so be sure to check that out. Additionally, you'll find information on posture in the first pages of the Piano Adventures and Alfred Method books. Hand position and finger numbers. You'll also find a discussion on hand shape and position in the proper posture video, as well as the method books. You want your understanding of finger numbers to be automatic, requiring absolutely no thought on your part. The piano. Keyboard geography. In addition to having your understanding of finger numbers automatic, you want your knowledge of the letters on the keys to be automatic. You want to be able to look at the piano and immediately pinpoint a C or an F or any letter without any conscious effort. This should be second nature before you move on. Hand positions. Method books tend to utilize hand positions, a place you put your hands as you play a piece. This is especially true of the Alfred series. Hand positions generally correspond with 5-finger scales. By the end of a preparatory level, you'll be very comfortable in C, G, F, and D major position, as well as D, E, and A minor. Note and rhythm reading. Note values. You want an understanding of quarter notes, half notes, dotted half notes, and whole notes. More complicated note values you'll want to understand, playing effectively and knowing how to count, such as the dotted quarter notes, eighth notes, and 16th notes. You'll also see eighth note triplets at this level. Aside from the notes, you'll also want to be familiar with the equivalent rests. Whole rests, half rests, quarter rests, and eighth rests. Same goes for ties. Meter. For a preparatory level, bar lines and measures are basics to master. The time signatures you'll want to be comfortable with, including 2-4, 3-4, and 4-4. You should also be familiar with and know how to count in 6-8 time. Metronome. You should have some experience working with the metronome, generally with very easy pieces or exercises, before moving on to a grade 1 level. This doesn't mean you need to use the metronome all the time. Rather, at this stage, it's about getting a feel for using it. As your pieces become more complicated at a grade 1 level and beyond, using the metronome also becomes more complicated, so make sure you can use it well with the basics. Notation. Your reading range should span from low C, C2, to high C, C6. Any additional notes beyond this range should be easy for you to figure out, and I want you to aim to have guidepost notes memorized, such as low C, bass C, middle C, treble C, and high C, as well as treble G and bass F. Another aspect of notation reading involves sharps, flats, and naturals. Be confident with these as well. There's also the ability to read half steps and whole steps, both on the keyboard and on the page. You don't need to be able to recognize these instantly, but you'll want to be able to work them out quickly. Intervals. In addition to being able to read notes quickly, you'll want to be able to identify intervals quickly. Have a good working knowledge of seconds, thirds, fourths, and fifths, while also being able to determine a sixth, seventh, or eighth reasonably quickly. Key signatures. Key signatures that you can easily read at this level include the key of C, G, F, and D major. You should also understand what their relative minor keys are, A minor, E minor, D minor, and B minor. Basic syncopation. You don't need to master syncopation at this point, but you'll want to know how to define syncopated notes as well as be able to count and play them. Formatting, such as repeats and codas. By the end of a preparatory level, you'll have worked with repeat symbols, first and second endings, and codas. Expression. Dynamics. At this level, you'll be familiar with all the following dynamic markings: fortissimo, forte, mezzo forte, mezzo piano, piano, and pianissimo, as well as crescendo and diminuendo, decrescendo, and their symbols. Phrasing. Have a working knowledge on how phrasing works and how to play slurs and phrases. This includes the two-note phrase and how to phrase a melody. Damper pedal. By the end of a preparatory level, you should have some experience both with reading pedal markings and playing syncopated pedal. Like many of these skills, you don't have to master it, but you should have a basic capability of using the pedal syncopated style. Straight eighths versus swing eighths. By the end of your preparatory journey, you'll have tried music with straight eighth notes, by far the most common, as well as swing eighth notes, where the eighth note pairs have a bluesy lilt to them. Chords, major and minor chords. Here are the chords you'll want to be comfortable with. All the white key major chords, like C major, D major, etc. All the white key minor chords, C minor, D minor, etc. The dominant seventh chords in the main hand positions, such as in C position, G, F, D position, D minor position, E minor position, and A minor position. You'll also want to understand how major and minor chords are built, and chords that are common to familiar keys, such as the key of C, F, G, and D major, and A, E, and D minor. How to build a seven chord. Not only will you want to play the easier three-note versions of seven chords, such as your dominant seven chords that you see in the method books, you'll want to understand how a seventh chord is built, like the full four-note version. Other types of chords. In addition to understanding major, minor, and seventh chords, you'll also want to be able to recognize and identify augmented and diminished triads, which are three-note chords. Chord variations. In addition to playing solid chords, you'll want to know how to play broken chords and a BT, a bottom-top pattern. If you're working with piano adventures, you'll become familiar with cross-hand arpeggios as well. Inverting chords. You certainly don't need to be a master of this, but knowing how to invert chords is important. You'll also want a few basic chord inversions in your tool belt, which is an easy thing to accomplish if you're going through the standard method books since they use chord inversions. Using Roman numerals to represent chords. You should know eight Roman numerals to represent each note and chord of the scale. You only need to be familiar with three chords per scale, the first, fourth, and fifth. The 1, 4, and dominant seventh chords in standard keys. You'll want to know how to play the 1, 4, and 5 progression in the key of C, G, F, and D major, and A, E, D, and B minor. If you're following through the method books, learning these progressions should be an organic process. It'll help if you're familiar with the terms of some of the chord and scale degrees, such as tonic, subdominant, and dominant, as the main ones to know. Technique. Five-finger scales, also known as pentascales. By the end of both adult method books, you'll have tried many pentascales. The ones I recommend having memorized by the end of the preparatory level are all the white key major and minor five-finger scales. Various touches. Become comfortable with the basic piano touches, such as staccato and legato. One-octave scales. Various one-octave scales you'll want to be familiar with include C, F, G, and D major, and A, E, and D minor. You should have these memorized, both the notes and the finger patterns. Chromatic scales. Chromatic scales are something you should learn pre-grade one as well. They're fun, simple, and used in a lot of repertoire. Terminology. Basic tempos like allegro, andante, largo, moderato, and adagio. Basic symbols like fermata, accent, arpeggiated chords, and 8VA. Basic styles like the waltz, 12-bar blues, scherzo, and two-part writing. basic forms like binary, other terms like retardando. Other theory, how to build a major scale. You don't need to have the formula for building a major scale memorized, but you should be comfortable with the process and the pattern of whole tones and semitones. Different types of minor scales. You want to know the difference between a natural minor scale and the harmonic minor scale. You don't need to have harmonic minor scales memorized, but you'll be digging deeper into them at a grade 1 level and beyond, so it's handy to at least know what they are. Relative major and minor keys and chords. You'll want to understand how each major key connects with each minor key. Don't worry about having these memorized, but understand the theory behind it. The most common ones worth memorizing from experience playing them are C major, A minor, F major, D minor, and G major, E minor.